Hi, I'm Simon Thomas, Managing Director of Ridgefield Consulting, and I'm going to talk you through how to make good use of 10 annual tax allowances you might not know about. There are many ways you can be smart with your money. Making full use of tax allowances is one. Number one, pension contributions. Often overlooked, making pension contributions allows you to gain generous tax relief benefits. Every time you add to your pension fund, the government takes what you would have paid in tax for that amount had you have kept the money as income and puts it back into your own pension fund as a top-up. The amount you receive as a top-up is dependent upon your personal income tax band. There is a maximum annual allowance in terms of how much you can put into your pension fund each year. For the tax year 2022-23, you are allowed to save up to a maximum of £40,000 or 100% of your total earned income, so long as this is less than £40,000. Any amount you pay into your pension fund, which goes over this allowance, will be liable to be taxed as part of your income. However, you can also make use of the previous 3 years' allowances if they were not fully used up at the time. In order to carry forward the allowance from previous years, you need to have been paying to a pension scheme at the time and also be earning at least the amount you wish to put into the pension fund. Number two. ISAs. Individual savings account, or ISAs as they're more commonly referred to, are types of savings or investment accounts that allow you to enjoy any interest earned tax-free. There are various different ISAs available. Each have their own specific benefits as well as allowances. A cash ISA is a savings account ISA which allows you to put in up to £20,000 per year. Interest earned is tax-free. A stocks and shares ISA is an investment account which allows you to put in up to £20,000 per year. Any gain made, should you sell the stocks and shares, is not liable to capital gains tax. If you receive dividends from the stocks and shares, they are not subject to income tax. A Help to Buy ISA is a savings account for first-time home buyers. This is no longer available to new applicants as of 30th November 2019. But anyone with an existing account can continue to save until November 2029. The maximum you can put into this ISA account is £3,400 for the first year and £2,400 thereafter. The government will top up any amount you put in by 25%, and interest earned on these accounts is tax-free. A lifetime cash ISA is a savings account for a house deposit or as retirement saving. You can put in up to £4,000 a year, and only those aged 18 to 39 can open this type of ISA account. Finally, a lifetime stocks and shares ISA is an investment account for a house deposit or as a retirement investment account. You can put in up to £4,000 a year, and only those aged 18 to 39 can open this type of ISA account. Do not forget about junior ISAs. They can be a valuable option to help save for a child's future. The ISA has to be opened on behalf of the child by a parent or guardian, but the money will belong to the child and will be accessible once they are 18 years old. A junior cash ISA is a savings account ISA, where up to £9,000 can be put in per year. All interest earned is tax-free. A junior stocks and shares ISA is an investment account where up to £9,000 can be put in per year. Any gain made through the sale or disposal of stocks and shares is not liable to capital gains tax. Where dividends are received, they are not subject to income tax. Number 3. Personal Savings Allowance. Separate to any ISA allowance, the Personal Savings Allowance means that you're able to receive interest from your savings account without having to pay tax up to a certain amount. For basic rate taxpayers, they can earn up to £1,000 tax-free. For higher rate taxpayers, they can earn up to £500 tax-free. For additional rate taxpayers, they do not have a personal savings allowance. But if your taxable income is less than £17,500 per year, then you will not have to pay any tax on savings income. Where you have used up the maximum allowance for your ISA, remember to also make use of this personal savings allowance. Number 4. Capital gains tax. Capital gains tax, also known as CGT, is a tax that you're required to pay on gains made when you sell or dispose of an asset that has increased in value. The most common examples of assets that are likely to incur CGT are personal possessions with a value over £6,000, excluding cars. Property that is not your main residence, shares and stocks, excluding ISA or PEP, and business assets. CGT rates are dependent on your personal income tax band and what type of asset you are disposing of. The basic rate taxpayer disposing of property pays 18% and 10% for commercial property. The basic rate taxpayer disposing of any other asset pays 10%. The higher or additional rate taxpayer disposing of property pays 28% and 20% for commercial property. And the higher or additional rate taxpayer disposing of any other asset pays 20%. Each year, a person is entitled to a CGT exemption. For the 2022-23 tax year, you can earn a gain of up to £12,300 that is tax-free. If you're a married couple or in a civil partnership, you can use both your allowances together to earn up to £24,600 tax-free. However, if you do not use your allowance in 1 year, you are not able to carry it forward. You may therefore want to plan to spread out any disposals in order to make the most out of the allowance each year. Number 5. Dividend rates. Dividends are payments made to company shareholders from the company's profits. You may be receiving dividends if you invested in shares or if you are a director of your own limited company. Although dividends will make up part of your income, they are taxed at different rates to income tax and have their own allowance. For the tax year 2022-23, every individual is able to receive up to £2,000 in dividends tax-free. Any amount received above this threshold will be charged at different rates depending on your personal income tax band. This is 8.75% for basic rate taxpayers, 33.75% for higher rate taxpayers, and 39.35% for additional rate taxpayers. The dividend tax allowance cannot be carried forward, so if you do not use it 1 year, you won't be able to claim for it in future years. Number 6. Inheritance tax gifts. Inheritance tax is often faced with the most resentment from taxpayers, as it attracts an eye-watering flat rate of 40% once the nil rate band of £325,000 and a residence nil rate band of £175,000 have been exhausted. Understandably, most people would want to pass on their wealth to their loved ones rather than HMRC. And if you have an estate greater than £500,000, then we would highly suggest our inheritance tax planning service. However, throughout your lifetime, there are smaller allowances which you can make use of to preempt having a large estate that's susceptible to the whopping 40% rate. Each year, you can give away assets or cash of up to a total value of £3,000 to as many people as you like. You are also able to carry forward this allowance, but only up to a maximum value of £6,000 in 1 year. In addition, smaller gifts of up to £250 are also allowed, so long as they are not given to the same people who will be benefiting from a gift of up to £3,000. Other gifts which are not included in this allowance can be made for special occasions such as weddings. The allowance for these gifts is up to £5,000 for your children, £2,500 for grandchildren, or £1,000 for friends or any other person. Additional ways you can gift away your estate include regular gifts out of excess income, such as birthday and Christmas presents, but you must prove that you are able to maintain your current standard of living after making the said gifts, and gifts to help with living costs of dependents, which are exempt from the annual allowances, such as costs for care of elderly relatives or costs for education for children under 18. Number 7. Trading allowance. The trading allowance is applicable to anyone with small amounts of trading or miscellaneous income. Where you make any money from your own sole trader business that's under £1,000, you are not required to file for a self-assessment tax return or pay tax on these earnings. This allowance may therefore encourage you to start up a small side business or perhaps to monetize a hobby such as selling photography prints. Bear in mind that if you go over this limit, you will then need to complete a self-assessment tax return and pay income tax on earnings over the £1,000 threshold. You can still claim the £1,000 allowance as partial relief. However, it may be more cost-efficient to deduct your actual business expenses instead. You can deduct one or the other from sole trader income, but not both. There are also some exemptions to be aware of if the trading allowance is not available to limited companies or partnership trades, income which is eligible for rent-a-room relief, trading income which has been received from an employer or your spouse or civil partner's employer, and trading income which has been received from a company or partnership which you are closely associated with. Number 8. Property allowance. Similar to the trading allowance, the property allowance was introduced in April 2017 and gave taxpayers a simple one-off £1,000 annual tax relief on rental income. It's most suitable for those with few or no expenses on rental property, or where you've misplaced receipts for your expenses. Married couples or civil partners who are joint owners of property and land can both claim the £1,000 allowance each, even if they share the rental income. You cannot claim this allowance for income earned from letting a room in your own home. Number 9. Rent-a-room allowance. The rent-a-room allowance is a scheme which lets you receive up to £7,500 a year tax-free from a lodger by renting out a room in your own home. The scheme requires you to rent out fully furnished accommodation and it must be in your main home. You don't have to be the owner of the property to be eligible, but you must have permission to sublet from the landlord and the home insurance provider. As of April 2019, an additional condition imposed includes that you must be living in the same property as the lodger for at least some of the letting period. Where you meet all these conditions, you can claim a tax relief of £7,500 on the rental income. However, if you share ownership of the property with someone else, then you'll only be able to claim up to £3,750 each. There are also rules on when and what you can deduct on a self-assessment tax return. If you have no other income which is not taxed at source, and your rental earning is under £7,500, then you do not have to complete a self-assessment tax return. If you're already required to complete a self-assessment tax return, and your rental earning is under £7,500, then you need to continue filing and also declare the rental income, but you will not need to pay tax on this portion of your earnings. If you earn over £7,500 through renting a room out, then you will need to complete a self-assessment tax return, and you can choose to deduct £7,500 so long as you do not claim for expenses or capital allowances. The other option if you earn over £7,500 through renting out a room is to complete a self-assessment tax return form and pay tax on the actual profit made whilst also being able to deduct expenses or capital allowance but sacrifice the £7,500 tax relief. Last but not least, number 10, annual investment allowance. The annual investment allowance, also known as AIA, is a form of tax relief for businesses that allows them to deduct the total amount of qualifying capital expenditure up to a certain limit from its taxable profits in a given tax year. The limit is temporarily set at £1 million until 31st of March 2023 and can be claimed by limited companies. Most assets purchased for business purposes can be claimed as qualifying expenses for AIA. For example, office equipment, integral features of a building, lorries, vans and machinery. Some assets cannot be claimed though, including buildings, cars, land and structures. The AIA is a useful allowance for business owners that allows them to offset capital expenditure against their profits to reduce the tax bill. These are some of the most useful and simple allowances you can make use of yourself. For more strategic planning on how to take advantage of allowances, taking into consideration various streams of income and personal goals, we would like to point you towards our personal tax planning service page. Thank you very much for listening.